It's the finals week edition of Campus Connection with OSU President Burns Hargis for Thursday, May 9th. And Burns, have you traded in your car for a boat yet?
I'm looking at it. I think they make them that'll do both. So,
well, I hope you and Ann stay dry this week. You've got a lot of new graduate hands to shake beginning tomorrow.
You got that right. Our commencement ceremonies are Friday and Saturday, and it's really a wonderful celebration for our students and their families. We expect more than 3,500 students to take part in one of six commencement ceremonies at Gallagher Iba Arena. Graduation exercises start with veterinary medicine and the graduate students on Friday night. Then we'll have four undergraduate ceremonies Saturday, each featuring an accomplished OSU alumnus sharing their insights. The four undergraduate commencement speakers are for business, Jack Allen, chairman of Hub International, CFR. He's a very successful insurance brokerage agent. Also, David Cockrell, who's the co-owner of Cockrell Eye Care Center in Stillwater and the chair of the Osteopathic Association in the country. Rick Muncrief, who's the head of WPX Energy, which, of course, is a very successful oil and gas exploration company. And then Kelly Ogle, who would be very familiar to people in the central and western part of the state. He's the news anchor at KWTV in Oklahoma City. And each graduate will be announced individually and walk across the stage, and I'll be there with a smile and a handshake. All six ceremonies will be streamed live on O-State TV.
And to Burns, you have some news about national honors for several OSU students.
Yeah, this is a really, really wonderful honor that these students have received. There are, as you say, three of them. They've earned the prestigious Goldwater Scholarship. It recognizes outstanding undergraduates who seek research careers in the natural sciences, mathematics, and engineering. Three are Christopher Jones, who is a junior from Edmond, Jeffrey Crawl, who's a junior from Mission Viejo, California, and Cole Ruffogel, an Honors College junior from Broken Arrow. Two Oklahoma State students have been named Fulbright Scholars. Adam Sines of Oklahoma City earned his undergrad and graduate degrees from OSU and currently works for the Army Corps of Engineers. He'll research groundwater while living in Panama City, Panama. And Noah Miniga is from Cottage Grove, Wisconsin. He'll graduate Saturday with a bachelor's in music performance with a trumpet focus. His Fulbright grant will allow him to study under two mentors in Lucerne, Switzerland this summer. And then finally, Jeremy Hicks, a sophomore from Owosso, is an agricultural education major who will study at Shinsu University in Japan. He received a Bourne Scholarship, which is an initiative of the National Security Education Program.
Well, Burns, the older I get, the faster time flies. I can't believe it's the end of another academic year, and this is our final Campus Connection until the fall.
Well, it sure is, Kelly, and I've enjoyed our Campus Connection sessions, and I do want to thank all of our KOSU listeners and supporters. We wish everyone a great summer, and go Pokes.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.